I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right.
Oh, yeah, out Jerry. Of this is Justin Chaco today.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
He's in Toronto doing this.
He's kicking his heels together, Justin Shackle.
I would think so. Now, he doesn't have a job yet, apparently. You just told me. I said I just assumed it was his, but maybe not. I don't know. I have no idea. It's the
truth. I got to say, I remember Zippity Doodah sounding more fun and happy than this song.
Well, maybe this is the original.
Original. This is classic original from the Disney soundtrack, Jerry.
Okay, I don't know.
Zippity. I want a happier Zippity Doodah.
Coming up for you, maybe 7:30. I got to edit them all. We're going to play a little John Sterling game.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Do you remember the call? Now, I'm not going to give you a Jason Giambi home run. Everybody remembers the Giambino. And even like Tino Martinez, the Bam Tino. Those are easy ones.
All right.
I've recorded about 25 older calls.
Ooh,
I'm not going to play them all. Well, no, but some of those are Tino and Giambi, Jeter with El Capitan. I'm not playing those. But there are probably 7 or 8 that might make you think to see if you remember them. So I'm going to give you guys the player. You're going to give me what you think the call was.
All right. I like it, Jerry.
I have to edit them first. So that'll be 7:30 at the earliest.
So right now, Justin Shackle, he is a full-time employee?
I believe so. I think he does pregame and postgame, and he's John's fill-in. Now, and he's done a ton of games because John hasn't done a lot.
What's Emmanuel Babari do for a living?
He backs up Justin Shackle.
Well, that's not a full-time job, though.
I didn't say it was. I don't know.
Like, is he going to a regular job? And then he's like, oh, by the way, you know the guy in the cubicle over there? He does the Yankee games. That's weird, too.
I don't know.
We got to get him full-time, Jerry.
Well, he might be now.
Zippity-doo-dah. Oh, I see what you're saying. If Justin Shackle moves over, maybe Emmanuel Babari moves over.
I would think so.
Oh, man, everyone's having a zippity-doo-dah day today.
Yeah, it's a very exciting day. 100%.
Unless...
Just like... When Eddie announced he's retiring in 2 years, there are people around here very excited to think they're going to have a chance to take over and be full-time in the morning. That's a zippity-doo-dah day in a couple years.
You know what? I might just do what Eddie does and take his salary, tack it on the mine.
Do both?
Yeah, just do both.
Well, you were wondering the other day what you do anyway on a daily basis, so why not?
I just got to do a couple training sessions with Eddie.
You, if anybody, know my mind.
I do.
And the show.
Problem is, he's got 50,000 audio drops.
I know that.
Yeah, but they're like a couple of times a week, I'll take a suggestion from you.
That's true.
Which see people that? Don't know.
How about
Zippity-doo-dah.
That?
Because we think alike after all these years.
Yes. You know what we should do then? One day, because clearly I have sat in the host chair.
Mm-hmm.
You should sit in Eddie's chair.
Well, I don't think I would go very well the first couple days.
Swap the responsibility day.
And there would be terrible phone calls.
I like that, though. I think that's fun sometimes when you get a horrible phone call once in a while.
Well, all of them are horrible.
It's okay.
It's just a matter of whether they're really horrible.
We could deal with it for one day.
Yeah.
Plus the drops, if they don't make sense sometimes, it'd be like Zoo when he's dropping a clip at the wrong time.
Try.
Yeah, you give it a try.
Oh, I'm so excited. I love any... You know how I love, like... sports media related thing.
I know, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, this is exciting to me. I have a feeling, though, and I don't know nothing. I don't know diddly poo. I have a feeling we're going to get a hodgepodge of things this summer. I think we're going to get.
You think more news?
No. I think, like.
Or tryouts.
I don't think Justin Shackle's going to do 150 games.
Oh, zippity do no what?
Zippity do da.
We have to look forward to whoever the low bidder is.
Zippity Jeez. Day. Well, Emmanuel will get some shots, I'm sure.
Well, hold on a second.
I'm throwing my hat into the ring.
What
to do a couple
shots
games
does he need?
Season?
He's done 20 games already.
Yeah, I feel like I need a longer.
So you want to make this a tryout tour this summer?
Yes, I do.
Well, then I want to try out.
All right, you're on the list.
At the very least, I want to try out for pregame and postgame. Let's go.
Okay.
This is what I do.
I'll put you on the list, Jerry.
You're going to put me on the list?
Yeah.
You got the list.
I haven't told management, but I would like to take over.
I've officially thrown my name into the ring
That's
for consideration.
Fine. Everybody should.
Everybody's
if you can.
Name is in the ring.
Yes. I've got, let's see.
You
I've
must come to
18,
me, though.
I've got 18 years of play-by-play experience.
I do want people to come to me directly, though. So is this you coming to me, Jerry?
Yes, I'm going to you directly. I would like an opportunity.
You got it, Jerry. I'll put your name in the list. I'm making an Excel spreadsheet.
I want to be Emmanuel Babari's backup now.
Okay.
I want to do pregame and postgame and just fill in from time to time when everybody's sick.
Perfect. But
there you go.
All right. You're the backup to the backup.
I love it. But I'm not doing goofy home run calls. I don't do that.
No, we can't do that.
I don't do that. I'll tell you, very cool, actually, if I have it here, that's probably not lined
up. What does Justin Shackle do when there's a home run?
He just calls it straight. I think he does a very good job, to be quite honest. Nothing goofy, nothing stupid.
Yeah.
I like the way he does it. I can't find it. God darn it, this system. Anyhow, Wayne Randazzo did an ode to John Sterling last night.
Oh, he did a home run call?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Oh,
I'll play this at 6:30 for Boomer and Geo.
There's a long fly ball. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Mike Trout, a two-run homer.
So you got the high, far, and gone.
He didn't do a
no.
Mike Trouting around the bases.
No.
he
did not. But he gave you that. That's kind of cool.
That's pretty good.
Yes.
That's a nice little tribute.
Cool. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was on the social media, Jerry, and I saw Adam Gase was trending. Adam Gase, former...
Isn't he a coach in high school football somewhere?
I believe you're correct. But I was like, why is Adam Gase trending on social media?
He going to send you his tryout?
No, he did not throw his hat into the ring, but... I clicked on it. It was because Daniel Jones met the media yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he had giant bulging eyeballs. And people were like...
Daniel
Jones did. People are like, this is Adam Gase energy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it was a lot. Like, if you click on Daniel Jones or Adam Gase, why do people bulge their eyeballs out when they go to press conferences sometimes?
I didn't know we do this on purpose.
I don't know. His eyeballs were bulging out, though.
Uh-oh.
Maybe he needs glasses.
Let's see.
I have glasses.
Daniel Jones, here's the headline, made some amazing faces during press conference. Here's another one. Crazy-eyed Daniel Jones drawing questions. Eddie, can you pull my fader down real quick? I just want to see if the video rolls what this looks like.
He's got Adam Gase's eyes.
Apparently so. I mean, if that's the headline, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I watched a bunch of the videos. His eyes were
popping out of his
head.
Look at this. Yeah, it's almost as if, what is he doing?
I don't know what emotion it is that gets your eyeballs to bulge out of your head.
He almost looks
cartoonish.
And I don't know if he's got this or not, but in one instance here, he almost looks cross-eyed.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing.
I've never noticed that with him before.
Yeah.
Unless he's making a point, like I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing.
Wow, look at that one. He is popping those eyes out of his head. Now, in fairness, I'm watching this. This is not Adam Gase-like. He's not following the mysterious insects above him.
That's true.
He's just glaring at the reporter, it looks like.
Remember in a cartoon when a cartoon character would see a beautiful woman?
Yes, and their eyes popped out of their head?
Their eyes would pop out, and then their mouth would hit the floor.
Yes, with a tongue.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It could have even been like a cartoon rabbit or something like
that. Yeah.
Just a sexy cartoon, Jerry. Mm-hmm. And their eyes would bulge out, and their tongue would fall out of their heads.
Yes. I would imagine, not that happens to you, but you would have those instances when you're peeking in on the beach in the summer.
Yeah, my
telescope.
Yeah, my eyeballs bulge out and my tongue hits the floor. Vikings tight end TJ Hockenson, Jerry. He wants the league to look at low hits against offensive players.
Well, I mean, listen, let's put flags on them then. I don't know what in the hell we're doing.
Jerry, I thought that's the last place we're allowed to hit people is down low.
No, you're allowed to hit them basically between the chest and the belly button.
Chest and belly button, that small really window?
It's
like
amazing.
It's like a small strike zone.
It is. I don't know how a defensive player with the speed of the game can literally hone in on these specific areas.
Yeah, and if you have to catch a person from behind, they're going to call that a hip drop tackle.
Yeah, if you grab them and drop them.
Yeah.
As opposed to just tackle them. Yeah, that's out too.
If I try to hit you in the chest area that you're talking about and I accidentally hit your shoulder and it accidentally then touches your helmet, that's a headshot.
Mm-hmm.
Defenseless receiver,
you can't
gosh.
Hit a guy that's going up to make a catch. You're supposed to, I guess, let him just catch it and run. I don't know, man.
Very strange.
I know they're trying to cut down on injuries. I understand it, but it's also the game you sign up to play.
I think the low hits do seem more dangerous than drilling somebody up top, but they've left.
I think they're all dangerous. Honestly, yeah. Al. Think about how many times you have seen a safety come up and put his shoulder into a guy's knees, basically, to cut him down. And you think, oh, my God, he might have snapped his leg. The guy pops right up.
Right up,
and
right.
Runs the ball, gets the next carry. We've seen guys take shots over the middle where you think they were blasted in the next week.
Yeah.
They pop right up. It's all dangerous, and there's a risk on every single play that these guys are taking. I don't know what a defensive player is supposed to do now. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, if I was like, knowing my size, Jerry, I probably would only be able to be like a thin cornerback.
A kicker, really.
Or a kicker, probably a kicker. But let's say I had to play defense and I was a cornerback and I had a guy coming at me that I had my responsibility to tackle, I have to go for the shin knee area.
Well, and that's what a lot of guys do, which is why you see a lot of tight ends specifically, but you see a lot of players jumping over them because they put their head down and they just like dive at the legs. So you jump over them, you keep running.
Like if I had to tackle Tiki Barber running down the hallway here, I'd have to go for his knees.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Because if I went towards his thigh, hitting me.
Oh my gosh. He would just run right over you.
Oh, yeah, he would truck me, no problem.
His thighs are still so incredibly thick, it's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. I can't go for the thigh. It's too high up.
You'd have to go for the ankles.
Yeah,
and
go for the ankles.
Ankle, knee to ankle.
Yeah, that's all I would have.
Yeah.
And even still, I'm going to get hit with his shin, which is a shin bone, is very strong. Jerry.
That is very true. Well, you have pads on.
Yeah, it's true.
You would have pads on. Yeah. But that's why a lot of cornerbacks, as they say, make business decisions.
Yeah.
They don't want to take the contact. They don't want the violent nature of the tackle.
They don't want that smoke, that Sal might say.
No, they just want to intercept passes.
Yes.
You know, and they're bad tacklers in a lot of cases.
I would either go for interceptions or just try to shove a guy out of bounds. Hold him up for someone else to come tackle him.
Dukes! I was going for the pick, coach. Sorry,
man. Or you know what I would do, and you see this a lot in the NFL, they go for the strip.
Oh, all the time, yes.
I hate that. When like a guy...
How about when the guy keeps running through them as they're still trying to knock the ball out, and the guy gets another 9 yards?
Right. All they're doing is going for the strip.
It's true. Trying to punch the ball out.
Yeah.
Tackle the guy! You're killing me.
Yes, tackle the guy, Jerry.
Oh, too funny. I know. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got a whole lot more to do.
Sure.
Al's Mets fan. Mets won again last night.
That's right, Jerry.
Guess who's 500?
The Mets.
That's exactly right. So that's good. The Yankees did lose last night. I got three guys that went 0 for 11. I want to see if you can guess them on the other side.
Three Yankees?
Yes.
All right.
Combined, 0 for 11. See if you can guess them on the other side. And then whatever else he's got on that show sheet, who the hell knows? Boomer and Geo at 6 on the Fan.